The Trade Whiz. Book a professional clean with Whiz. Let them do the dirty work for you.
Welcome back to The Late Trade. Stephen Silvani, Matt Rendell, Damien Barrett with you. And it is time for Trade Whiz. Book a professional clean with Whiz online or through the app. And today's Trade Whiz is this. Jack Higgins, which club suits him best and what is he worth? And that is directed at you, Sauce.
It is. I want to ask you a question first, Damo. Is he actually leaving the Richmond Football Club?
He's contracted. I feel he will leave the Richmond Football Club.
Yep.
But the default position for everyone at this point in time is that he's got a contract, and as such, we'll play it out that way.
And do we know the reasoning behind?
A couple of things. And Cal Toomey, I think, did alert the public to this about 3 or 4 weeks ago when he got wind of there being some issue there. It's a lack of opportunity from Jack's perspective. I think equally, and Richmond won't be saying this, I think they've become a little bit frustrated with certain aspects of Jack's makeup as well. Okay. So that's a broad brush take on where it's at, but it's a talking point, and just the way we read these trade periods, I don't see him being at Richmond beyond this trade period.
Okay. You're talking about on-field things they're frustrated with?
I think the whole mix, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, preparation and look, he's a different cat, isn't he, to use that phrase?
Yeah, well, just looking at the possibilities of which club. I think most clubs would look at Jack Higgins and say, yeah, we could find a spot for him, particularly any club outside of the eight. So you're probably looking, well, this club's inside the eight. They played some finals, the Western Bulldogs. They did play finals. Did they sneak in?
They played, yep.
I think they would be looking for a small forward, goal kicker, classy. So they would certainly be looking at Jack Higgins. I think the Blues have been vocal in terms of looking at small forwards and, you know, whether they continue with Eddie Betts or not. But certainly he'd be a very good replacement if Eddie wasn't to go on.
Is that still a question in your eyes, by the way?
Eddie? I think Eddie will play at Carlton next season. That's just my view. But nothing's come out as yet.
It hasn't, has it?
No. So whether they're looking at what type of where the list sizes are going to be and what they might be able to attract over this period, this trade period. So, but I would think that he'd continue.
Okay.
The other team is North Melbourne. Obviously, they need to get some good, talented players through the door. So they'd certainly be in the market. And the other one would be the Saints. I think someone like a Jack Higgins would almost finish off their forward line in terms of what they've got building there. You know, they've got some real class. They've got Butler, who's that real hard-working type. He's up the ground. He gets out the back. Higgins is a more stay-home, small forward, goal kicker. Just sort of been looking at his last 3 years. There's certainly been a bit of a drop-off in his work rate or his 1%. As I look at the tackles, in his first 20 games, he averaged 2.5 tackles. Last year, he was 3 tackles, and then he's dropped down to 1.5 tackles a game. So that's probably the area. And you know what those Richmond forwards are like. They're all about pressure. So that might be an area that he's dropped off. And you look at his games tally. He's played 43 games in 3 years, 20, 13, and 10. And, yeah, he's probably his work rate. They play Richmond play a very much a team game. They've got roles to play. And maybe that's a reason why Richmond might be looking to say, well, we've still got some value in this kid.
Yeah.
What can we get for him?
Yeah. Do you rate him?
Yeah, I like Jack. Very hard to find natural crumbing goal kickers.
He's an
extremely difficult.
Old-fashioned footballer too, isn't he?
Yeah. I can understand why they might be frustrated about his
pressure.
Work ethic. And because he looks like an old-fashioned footballer. There's not too much muscle definition off Jack. I wonder how much work he does off the ground and gym work and that and the like. That might be part of that frustration to see whether he could be the best he could be, which seems like nearly every other Richmond player does. So, their forward line, Castagna, Rioli, Lambert.
Bolton, when he sort of goes forward a little bit.
We've got Lynch and we've got Rewalt, and I'm missing one of their...
Well, Martin goes forward.
And Martin, of course, and there's probably another one who's sitting on the bench. So he's sort of been squeezed out of there with maybe Lynch coming in. Really, when you think about it, the last 2 years, they've had Jack and they've had a small forward line. Sorry, that's before the last two years. 17-18, and then they brought in Lynch, which has squeezed out one of the smalls, which happened to be Jack Higgins.
Because Stagner was obviously the other one.
Yeah, so I said mention him, who they love in there because of his work rate, but also you have to put a marking defender on him because he can mark the ball. Look, he sprays his kicks, as we know, but he does put pressure on and marks the ball, so he adds another dimension to their forward line.
So that's the trade, Wiz. The other part of that question that we did pose, Soss, was what's he worth? Look, given his contract and given it's a second contract for him in the AFL system, it's probably around about the AFL average of about 400, I would think, purely speculating.
I think in his first year he played 20 games, I believe. And generally, if you're playing 20 games in your first year, and he was a fairly early pick.
Yep.
13, I reckon.
Yeah, so generally those players would earn anywhere between 350 and 450. On their third and fourth year. So that's probably what he's getting at Richmond. It could be a fraction more. Unsure. So that's the type of money you would think he'd be on. So from a Richmond point of view, they might be able to free up $450,000 in their cap. And who knows what they might be trying to get back in, or do they have to pay some of these players that have performed really well over the last, 12, 24 months a little bit more?
Yeah, gotcha.
So that's what they would be looking at. What would they be looking for in return for Jack Higgins? I would think that they would be looking at draft picks, not a player, unless there's a player at the club that Jack has going to choose that they rate, and that might be a youngish type player that they think, you know what, we're getting old in this area of the ground. He's one we can actually come in and develop, and we've got a cover for one of our more senior players. Draft pick wise, yeah, it's an interesting one because obviously he's had the illness issues as well.
Yeah.
Clubs may be a little bit reluctant there to give up too much, knowing what obviously he's clear of what he's had there, but there's still that element of doubt. So, look, anywhere near probably where he was picked to something in the second round.
Okay. 13 to 30.
Yeah.
Yep.
I reckon you get him in early third, late second.
Okay.
I mean, that.
High 30s.
The other bloke I forgot about, Jake Arts, was playing before it, and he got squeezed out at the end, and he was going fantastically well. But you can see why they want Jake Arts, because of the pressure and he put on and the competitiveness. Wasn't so much about his goals, but he ended up kicking goals. So I think Richmond over the last 3 or 4 years with some of those players
–
they're just happy to get them to another spot, get their money out. Don't really care what they get back for them. Not what they care, but it's not the be all end all. It's not the major reason.
I'm just trying to be fair here.
They're trying to get him a home.
Where he's basically picked 13 3 years ago.
Yep.
He's played 45 games. I would think, I would think a second round pick somewhere would be. Anything less than a second-round pick would be a bargain for a club.
For a club to take him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. With what he's shown and ability was. All right, well, tell us what you think of Soss and Matty Randell's assessment there of Jack Higgins, which club suits him best and what he's worth. It was today's Trade Wiz. Book a professional clean with Wiz online or through the app. Trade Wiz doing the segment on the late trade every single day with Stephen Silvani and Matt Randell. We'll open up the IMAR open line, 1300 2355 48. That's for IMAR Insurance, the tradies mate. Call 13IMAR and you can call us on 1300 2355 48. Jesse Hogan, Jack Higgins. Anything else you want to talk about with Matt Randell and Stephen Silvani on the other side of this on The Late Trade?